Well, there's so many hold on, make sure I got it. There's so many little frustrations that I never, ever, ever experienced with the Android. And I've had multiple brands, makes, models, although I've switched to Samsungs in recent years without looking back. I just find they're the Apple iPhone of the Android world, in my opinion. But, you know, so I've been making, but people ask me all the time, well, what do you mean? So I'm making a list of all the things that I find. And like that one there, you just kind of fixed that one for me. That makes it much more usable. I still don't like that, you know, as much as just, you know, quick tapping where I want to back up and, you know, but that works a lot better than what I was doing. So very cool on that. And there very well may be, you know, secret iPhone tricks to help you get around those. And if you got completely familiar with all the little iPhone tricks, then maybe it would be a bad experience moving to Android. I don't know. I that's why I went all in. I have nothing but iPhones now. I've got a MacBook. And you know, I talk up the MacBook. I think it's the greatest single, you know, computer ever made. I think it blows away PCs, except for when you have to have a PC. If I didn't have to have one, I'd have all MacBooks. They're fabulous. But the iPhone, I just don't get it, man. But, you know, I'm 2 months into total immersion. Let's see what I think in a year.